Hey everyone, and welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you outsmart that scroll and reclaim your brain. You know that feeling when you're staring at your phone screen, scrolling endlessly, even though you have a million other things to do? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like our phones have become these invisible black holes sucking up our time and energy, leaving us feeling drained and depleted. But guess what? There's a way out of this digital vortex. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-care. Now, I know what you're thinking, self-care, isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? While those things are amazing, trust me, I love a good face mask, true self-care is about so much more. It's about intentionally nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And in today's hyper-connected world, where we're constantly bombarded with information and demands, it's crucial. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put gas in a car and then expect it to run forever without any maintenance, right? Your body and mind are no different. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about self-care in our crazy modern world. 1. Self-care is non-negotiable. This isn't some fluffy add-on to your already packed schedule. It's a fundamental necessity, just like eating, sleeping, and breathing. Think of it as investing in yourself, the most important investment you'll ever make. 2. Listen to your body. It's constantly sending you signals, subtle cues about what it needs. Are you feeling tired? Stressed? Overwhelmed? Those are your body's way of saying, hey, I need a break. Pay attention to those signals and respond accordingly. Maybe it's time for a walk in nature, a good book, or just some quiet time to recharge. 3. Unplug regularly. Seriously, step away from the screens. Social media can be a black hole of comparison and negativity. Give yourself permission to disconnect regularly, even if it's just for an hour or two each day. Use that time to engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment, like reading, spending time with loved ones, or pursuing a hobby. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one might sound a little woo-woo, but trust me, it's powerful. Mindfulness is simply the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, notice your surroundings, and savor the simple things in life. It can help reduce stress, improve focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to friends, family, or a therapist about what you're going through. Sometimes just having someone to listen and offer support can make a world of difference. Think about that last time you felt totally overwhelmed and stressed. Maybe you were juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and your own personal goals, all while scrolling through endless social media updates. It's easy to feel like you're constantly running on empty. Ever find yourself pushing through exhaustion, skipping meals, or neglecting things you used to enjoy because you just couldn't fit self-care into the equation? That's a red flag, my friend. Listen, it's okay to ask for help. It takes courage to admit when we need support, but remember, asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength and self-awareness. Talk to someone you trust about how you're feeling, a friend, family member, therapist, or even your doctor. Now, let's recap those 5 key takeaways. Self-care is non-negotiable, listen to your body's signals, unplug regularly, practice mindfulness, and don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. You deserve to feel good both inside and out. Remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. By prioritizing your well-being, you're not only taking care of yourself, but also setting a positive example for others. So go ahead, treat yourself with kindness and compassion, you've earned it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs to hear these words. Maybe they're struggling with overwhelm or feeling burnt out. Your support can make a real difference in their life. And if you have any takeaways or insights from today's discussion, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you and sharing your stories with the community. Until next time, keep packing those dopamine spirals and remember, you are amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.